fire Mueller? Why don't I just fire Mueller?
Fire the guy.
President Trump's recent rhetoric raised speculation that he might seek to remove special counsel Robert Mueller.
When you look at what happened, and many people have said you should fire him.
A survey by the Ohio Valley Resource found that most U.S. senators from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia say Mueller should stay.
Well, it's been my feeling all along that Mueller ought to be left free to do his job.
That's Kentucky Republican and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an interview with partner station WKU Public Radio.
I think he will complete the job. I think he'll be allowed to complete the job. And then we'll find out what he recommends.
The region's two Democratic senators, Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, went a step further. In a written statement, Brown said, quote, "We should protect the integrity of this investigation," end quote. That's what a bipartisan bill pending in the Senate's Judiciary Committee would do. The Special Counsel Independence and Integrity Act would require a panel of judges to determine if the removal of a special counsel is justified.
I'm very much in favor of that.
That's Joe Manchin talking to partner station West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
I think both Democrats and Republicans agree that Mueller is the right person for this job to finish this investigation, and we're hoping nothing happens on that.
Ohio Republican Rob Portman said during a press conference call that he thinks it would be a mistake for the president to fire Mueller, but he has doubts about the Special Counsel Act.
I just don't know if that's constitutional or not, just because in the executive branch, the president has the ability to hire and fire people.
University of Kentucky law professor Paul Salamanca, who teaches constitutional law, says Portman has a point. The proposed bill might not pass constitutional muster.
Yeah, I think it probably wouldn't. Congress would be telling the executive branch that it may not remove or may not withdraw an appointment that it made. And I think that that would probably be perceived as violating separation of powers.
But Cleveland attorney and former federal prosecutor Subodh Chandra disagrees. Chandra is among some 800 former Department of Justice employees who have signed a statement asking Congress to protect the special counsel's investigation from political interference.
When you have repeated threats to the independence and integrity of the prosecutorial function, you have to have some sort of check upon presidential authority so that it is not abused.
Republicans Rand Paul of Kentucky and West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito are outliers among the region's senators on the issue. Paul has repeatedly voiced concerns about overreach by the special counsel. Here's what he told Fox News earlier this month.
It's hard now. You're right. It's actually hard politically to fire Mueller. But the thing is, we never should have had Mueller in the first place because we've given too much power to a prosecutor who's no longer looking at Russia.
Capito has been conspicuously silent on the issue and did not respond to the resources' requests for comment. Of course, some senators' opinions count just a little more than others, which brings us back to Senator McConnell. The majority leader has said he will not bring the Special Counsel Independence Act to the floor for a vote. Senator Manchin criticized McConnell for blocking the bill.
I think that's a mistake on McConnell's, and I think his Republican colleagues believe it's a mistake, too.
The Judiciary Committee's Republican chairman has indicated he will proceed with the bill anyway. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.